Like most other sports, baseball is governed by a complex series of rules. But there is also another, even more complicated and arcane set of permitted and unacceptable behaviors. These are the unwritten rules of baseball, which sports writer Paul Dixon has written about in a book by that title. He says he became fascinated by the covert aspects of the game, many of which are taught to young players from the very beginning.
Ken Griffey Jr. once said that when he was playing Little Leagues and he hit a home run, he started coming around the bases dancing and pumping his fists and everything. His father said, don't do that. Even my old kids playing youth league, the better coaches are telling him, look, the worst thing you can do out there is to humiliate your opponent.
Dixon found that many of these unwritten rules involved showing respect for, or at least not embarrassing, opponents. Things like not stealing a base late in a game when you already have a big lead, or being obvious about stealing the other team's signs. Tradition also prohibits any mention of a possible no-hit or perfect game as that rare accomplishment is neared, and limits what an opponent may do to thwart it.
If a pitcher is throwing a perfect game or a no-hitter, and it's the eighth inning, and you perform a drag bunt to try to get on base, that's considered a violation of the unwritten rules. But if you break up a no-hitter in the third inning with a drag bunt, it isn't.
The unwritten rules demand that all other players' individual superstitions be respected, both teammates and opponents. But Dixon discovered there are even circumstances when it's not okay to help a teammate.
If your own team's pitcher is telegraphing his pitches, let's say before he throws a changeup, he tugs at his ear unconsciously, you don't tell him, even if it's your own teammate. The pitching coach can tell him, but I can't tell him.
As he researched his subject, Dixon learned that there are unwritten rules that apply to managers and owners, scorekeepers and sports writers, even fans. And umpires have a set of rules all their own, even down to the details of when and how they will tolerate even the vilest of epithets.
You can say them, but the minute you put you in front of them, you're out of the game. So you can say almost anything you want, but just don't say Y-O-U. And many umpires, there's different words that will get you thrown out of the game, the magic word. And they're not necessarily the ones that you would think they are. But there are certain words you would say to an umpire and that will get you thrown out. And all the players know that.
A substantial section of that unwritten rule book applies to pitchers, who are expected to act as the enforcer when an opposing player transgresses, such as showboating on a home run trot, and reciprocate if the other pitcher has plunked a batter. This enforcement can come in the form of a high, hard inside fastball or a curveball behind the batter, meant to hit his ribs or backside, all of which should be taken in stride. But a fastball above the shoulders, or worse, behind the head, is mean and dangerous. And, Dixon adds, now illegal.
The worst of baseball, which is the headhunting, the purpose pitch that was aimed above the shoulders, that's dying, deserving death.
Most of these rules have their roots dating back a century or more. And Dixon notes that some of the more odious ones have now disappeared, reflecting broader societal changes.
The worst of the unwritten rules were exclusionary, and the most famous unwritten rule of all kept African Americans out of the game. And there was a rule, seldom articulated, but it was a rule that you could never have more than a certain percentage of your players be Latin.
All in all, something to keep in mind the next time you hear the words, play ball. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.